The following podcast contains explicit language.
It was a Thursday night in late September, and Howie Roseman found himself on stage in an unfamiliar position.
He's a two-time National Football League Exec of the Year and is known as the architect who designed the team that brought the first Vince Lombardi Trophy to Philadelphia.
The 2024 Eagles were still in their infancy at the time, just days away from an identity-shaking loss in Tampa. It left very few people believing that the playoffs, let alone a second Lombardi Trophy, was anywhere near the franchise's future. Things would certainly change not too long after that. Roseman, of course, is no stranger to being in the spotlight. 15 years running the biggest franchise in town will do that to you. But what made this night different from all other nights was that for once, Roseman wasn't taking the questions. He was asking them. And the main topic was in football.
I don't think that I've ever done anything in moderation or moderated. I've never been the one asking the questions, so this is exciting for me.
This audio is from a discussion Roseman led with Michael Solomonov and Steve Cook at the National Museum of American Jewish History near Independence Mall. As you heard Roseman joke, he's usually not a moderator.
What are you thinking? 20 establishments later? Was that what we got now, or 20?
Yeah.
And 10 years ago, you wrote your first book.
Yeah, 10 years ago was the first book, again.
For context, Solomonov is a world-class Philly chef. Steve Cook is his business partner. They have a bunch of restaurants in their portfolio, Zahav being the most famous. The event between the two of them and Roseman was held to promote a second Zahav-inspired cookbook.
You know, a lot of times people ask me who my favorite player is, and I say they're like fingers on my hands. You know, they all mean a lot to me. But since I'm asking the question, what is your favorite recipe in the book, and why?
Oh, Jalen Hurts.
I'll say mine. Because it's one of the first things that of Mike's cooking that I ever tasted back in 2005, which we do a version of in this book, which is sort of like a one-pot frika dish. And frika is this really cool wheat that grows in the Galilee.
Why was Roseman tapped to be the host of the event? For one, he's certainly a known quantity in the city. His name brings instant celebrity and cachet. He's also Jewish. But the real reason why Roseman was the perfect fit to host this event is because he loves food.
I like to say, like, passion for all the Fs, you know, food, football, friends, family.
Roseman's day job might not let him pour as much energy and time into his foodie pursuits as his palate and belly would like, but make no mistake, he still finds a way.
There's something that, to me, is fun about doing that and going to a restaurant and kind of evaluating that.
Like everything else, I think he is obsessed at times. Like, he eats a ton and loves trying everything.
Dick Rosenberg was one of Roseman's top point people in Eagles front office for more than a decade. He and others who worked closely with Roseman learned firsthand. His obsession for football and food is intertwined.
These are similar traits to his obsession with football and building a roster.
Whether it's discovering generational talent or the next great meal, Roseman has a ravenous appetite. In many ways, he operates like a chef himself.
I like to be involved, just like these guys like to be involved. And, you know, sometimes you'll go to one of these restaurants and you'll see them still cooking. You can lose it. That's why I like to still do the players and be involved in the contracts and do free agency. And at the end of the day, I think that that allows you to not have regrets.
I'm Jeff McClain, and this is Uncovering the Birds, a production of the Philadelphia Inquirer and KYW News Radio original podcast, with new episodes dropping throughout the offseason. We've got two episodes coming your way about the one and only Howie Roseman. Up first, we're going to explore a personal side of the intense, sometimes guarded GM that you probably don't know much about. And then, in a few weeks, dive deeper into the Roseman that you do know. The obsessive, meticulous, and innovative talent evaluator responsible for making sure the Eagles' five-star operation stays that way, and why you should be confident he has what it takes to bring even more parades down Broad Street. Just how serious is Howie Roseman about food?
We critique food more than players.
He's a huge foodie. He's a huge foodie.
The first voice you heard is Ryan Grigson. The second, Joe Douglas. Both are seasoned NFL personnel executives, and both worked with Roseman during stints with the Eagles. Grigson is the former GM of the Colts and is now the Vikings' senior vice president of player personnel. He and Roseman met when Grigson joined the Eagles as a scout in 2004. Since then, they've grubbed a lot, even after Grigson left in 2011. When I talked to Grigson for another story about Roseman 2 years ago before Super Bowl 57, he spoke about their shared obsession for food, almost as if it were obnoxious.
Us out to dinner together is like, no, I don't think anyone would be able to stomach it because it's so, like, we expect to have the most perfect meal and service, and every time we sit down, then we usually will grade the food, like put a scout, you know, a scout grade, like an actual, like, evaluation grade, like you're grading a player on the food, like, you know, so it's like we get that finite.
Douglas was the Eagles' vice president of player personnel from 2016 through 2019. Most recently, he was the Jets' general manager up until they fired him in November. When Douglas and Roseman traveled together with the Eagles, he always kept his fingers crossed he'd make the cut for one of Roseman's dinner outings. Within the organization, these meals have become a thing of lore.
It's always good to get an invite on the road because you know it's going to be an outstanding place. You know, you know it's going to be top of line. So he does not squander one of the most important things in life, and that's food. He's looking for the best.
Yes, to work and be on the road with Roseman is to eat with Roseman. It can either be the ultimate coveted perk or a total pressure cooker. Jake Rosenberg knows the drill. He was the Eagles' vice president of football administration and Roseman's right-hand man on contract negotiations up until last year. He left the team to start his own consulting business for college and NIL.
How many times were you the dinner companion on the road?
Oh, my God. I think at some point he said this season that he missed me being on our pregame dinners the most or something like that, which doesn't say a lot about my job capacity. But no, a lot of meals.
I know he likes to be in charge of where you're picking to eat. Does he allow you ever to pick a spot?
I got to pick spots, but it's not really a super gratifying spot to be in. You know, there's a lot of risk involved with picking the spot.
Exactly.
That's like that's an upside downside type of thing. Like, is the upside really worth it? Not getting a lot of pats on the back. Yeah. But when the place is not up to standards, it's disappointing. You know, it's a bad spot to be in.
Was there ever a place?
Was there? Definitely. There are places that just did not work the way I hope they would.
You have a famous example.
Oh man, famous example of like a terrible meal we had.
And how he just let you have it.
Oh, what city? I do remember one city.
Do you remember the food? What kind of food was it?
Yeah, it was Greek. We went for Greek food once. Easiest thing is always Italian food. That's normally just the layup. Like, you know, don't even need to. That's the riskless option typically.
Yeah, yeah.
It's intense. And then even like right before we're about to like this, not on a game trip necessarily. Yeah. Sometimes like a night game where we have a meal and then want to try some other place. So it's like, can we run over there and grab something like either to shove in, you know, bag to take to the game or something like just to try. And it's a obsession, unrelenting obsession, just try more food.
Howie Roseman doesn't shy away from his reputation as an obsessed foodie. He makes no bones about any of this. His determination to find great places to eat began around the same time Andy Reid promoted him to vice president of player personnel in 2008. Reid was the Eagles coach back then. Here's what Roseman said to me when we sat down to talk about his love for food early in the 2024 season.
Coach Reid's like, I want to see you go on the road and do a bunch of schools, which was huge for me. But it would always be like I'd ask our area guys, like, where should I go to eat? And I got to a point where I'm like, if these guys can't evaluate, like, the restaurants, like, you either can evaluate or you can't. You either have an instinct to do everything, you know? And so it always became to me, like, part of, like, the process with our guys. So no matter where it was, if I was in Corvallis, you know, I'd say to our West Coast, where should I go to eat, you know? I think at this point, because I've been here so long, our scouts, anyone who recommends a place to me understands that it comes with responsibility because there's judgment involved.
That's great. And you must have had some really kind of small towns that you're going into where it might have been tough. I mean, it's gotten better, I think, in America, but no like, but you must have been had some, you know, small towns.
Yeah, like, it would always be, well, I can't find, no, you can find a place. There has to be a place, even if it's a sandwich shop. And, you know, it turns up. So if you go to Mobile, if you go to Indy now at this time, like everyone knows, like, here are the spots that he's going to go to in those places.
A foodie myself, I'd heard not long after Howie became GM in 2010 that he knew all the best places to eat on the road. I typically like to book reservations on road trips, and there were a few times at off-season events like the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, when I would bump into him in Grigson at restaurants, probably to his dismay. He didn't want me knowing how to track him down. Roseman didn't always have such a refined palate or penchant for fine dining. He was not a child of privilege. Both of his parents were teachers. He grew up in North Jersey.
It wasn't like we were going to some fancy places, you know, like I liked the creamy Italian dressing at Red Lobster, you know. I liked going and getting shrimp parm at the local Italian restaurant. So I think for me, as kind of I've gotten older and getting more exposed to things, you know, I realized how much I really enjoy good meals, and it's become an incredible passion.
Would he have developed such a strong foodie side to his personality if he weren't working in football? Who knows? But he liked the evaluating part of his personnel job, and pretty soon, he started doing the same thing with his meals when he ate out. Once Roseman got the itch, there was no turning back.
I like evaluating. I like being in a position where, you know, I see what's really good and measuring it up. And at one point, you know, we had met with some kind of natural doctor at some point, you know, a long time ago. Coach Reed was here, and I remember he said to me something like, I can tell a lot about you. You like to eat. And I said, I do like to eat. He goes, one day you're going to become very fat if you don't stop doing this. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to keep doing this. And that's probably why I have to get my morning routine and workout so I can kind of eat whatever I want.
Another factor that shaped Roseman's path to foodieism was his unconventional background, at least in the context of football circles. It's not a stretch to say that in the early to mid-2000s, when Roseman was rising to power and analytics and cap management were becoming more in vogue in the NFL, he was viewed as the prototypical, pencil-pushing, quote-unquote, non-football guy. He's since shed that perception and proven all the doubters wrong. But Roseman was self-aware enough to realize what people were saying about him. He never played football. He was a number cruncher. No way he could evaluate talent as well as someone who played the game. Roseman discovered that food was a way for him not only to break bread with his peers at the Eagles and around the rest of the league, but also to break the ice. These outings helped him build bonds.
It's funny because, you know, obviously, like, I am who I am at this point, and, you know, I wish I was able to be as talented as some of the scouts who came here and play on the field, but I've always kind of had this relationship with O-linemen, and I've always had this relationship, you know, a lot of how I developed my relationship even with Coach Reed was around food and my passion for food. Obviously, he shares a passion for that, and you think about who the personnel directors have been here, and even currently, you know, one of our personnel directors, former O-lineman, and it's just kind of been something that's been natural, you know, this passion for kind of football and food. It's like I spoke about.
Just like he developed reliable sources for football intel, Roseman did the same with food.
So how do you find the best restaurant in a town beforehand? You just do a little research, or you know?
At this point, you know, there are people just like they're proven evaluators. There are guys that I really kind of trust when I have these conversations about things. You know, there are people that have proven their worth evaluating really good restaurants. And now, you know, we've been doing it so long, and there's no really new city. So now I have spots, you know, in all the places that I like to go.
It didn't take Roseman long to realize his words about food carried just as much weight as his words about football. It was early in his tenure as general manager, sometime in the early 2010s. He was at the Combine in Indianapolis and met Hall of Fame reporter Peter King for an interview at a place called Cafe Patachou. King wrote this account of the meeting in a column afterwards. Why, oh, why have I missed the breakfast gem in downtown Indianapolis, with other locations in the area, called Patachou? Aptly nicknamed the Student Union for Adults,
the wide open breakfast room, had NFL people there all weekend. "Shh," Eagles GM Howie Roseman said Saturday morning. "This is the best hidden secret in Indianapolis." King continued to write, "It must be shared, Howie. I recommend the broken yolk sandwich with the smoking goose apple chicken sausage." Back to the present, Roseman told me he couldn't remember if the next time he went back to Patechou was the next week or the next year. What he did remember was how the restaurant staff treated him. He joked.
They're like, "Howie, thank you so much," you know, and they're like, "Here's a muffin." And I'm like, "Oh, here's a muffin? You know, I get the muffin. You know, I just publicly called your restaurant out." So, you know, I think.
What Roseman says he enjoys most about getting to know the ins and outs of the restaurant industry is the people. Howie Roseman's ascent into the front office just so happened to coincide with another transformative moment in Philadelphia's history, the explosion of the food scene in the early 2000s. All of a sudden, a city that for so long had only been able to hang its culinary hat on a handful of buzzworthy dining spots had become a breeding ground for some of the most innovative and exciting dining on the East Coast, or anywhere else for that matter. Restaurateur Stephen Starr, celebrity chefs Michael Solomonov, Mark Vetri, Jose Garces, Marcy Turney, and many more. Philadelphia had transformed itself into a foodie destination, and it hasn't slowed down since. At the same time, Roseman was experiencing his own rebirth. Freed from the exile during the Chip Kelly era, he had regained a top job in the Eagles' front office. By 2017, he built his first Super Bowl roster. The team dropped off for a few years after that, but since then, has roared back even stronger. After coming up just short in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, the Eagles reclaimed the title this year. Roseman dines out plenty, even when he's not on the road. In Philadelphia, he sees a city with loads of talent on the football field and in the kitchen.
We have such a great chef community. And when I first got here, it wasn't like that, you know, obviously a long time ago. But Philly has turned into such an unbelievable food center. The camaraderie between the chefs, you know, how much they respect each other. And it's almost like a little bit of the fraternity. Just, it's the same thing I feel about, you know, listen, like when we make a trade, I want it to work out for us, for sure. But at the same time, like, I also want it to work out for other people so that they feel good about how they did and, you know, they can get raises and promotions and job security. You know, I'm not looking for their jobs. And so, you know, I think you see that the same way in the chef's community. Like, they're not rooting against each other.
Over time, Roseman has become as much a student of the Philadelphia restaurant industry as he has a connoisseur.
I'm very close to the food community here. I have a lot of friends that are in the industry that are doing a great job, but there's so many people doing unbelievable things here in this city and restaurant groups that I love going to. And so I would hate to leave somebody out and just start naming names. But I would say that for me, when you look at kind of the cooking that's going on in this city, you really have a huge range of food options. You know, sometimes you go to a city and it's like, well, the Italian food's not great. The sushi's not great. But here you really, there's no type of food that you couldn't go to that you wouldn't enjoy.
So I guess the restaurants here, or the top ones, are like the 53 player, like you can't name your favorites sort of thing. Like,
no, and also, you know, certainly I don't want to forget anyone. And then all of a sudden I go to that restaurant and, you know, it's not working.
During his dining exploits, Roseman started noticing something else about the restaurant business, too. There's a lot of overlap between his line of work, running a professional football franchise where the standard is Super Bowls, and running a high-profile restaurant that's constantly in demand and the talk of the town. One, you need a good team of people around you that can carry out your vision and strategy and build up.
The most important thing that I do is hire people. That's the biggest gift that I've given, is that I'm able to hire people on and off the field. And I take that job really seriously, and at the same time empowering them, but also having a philosophy and a vision so that it's not getting away from that. And so whether that's how we build the team or whether that's, you know, an overall macro perspective about how we handle PR or how we do anything, I don't want to do it on a day-to-day basis. But I think if there's a vision in how you want to do something, you can keep alignment throughout.
The second big parallel that Roseman pointed out between being an NFL GM and a James Beard-worthy head chef, finding the right balance between being hands-on and hands-off.
I like to be involved, just like these guys like to be involved. And, you know, sometimes you'll go to one of these restaurants and you'll see them still cooking.
Yeah.
And you can't lose it. That's why I like to still do the players and be involved in the contracts and, you know, do free agency. And at the end of the day, because I think that that allows you to not have regrets. And that doesn't mean you're not going to make mistakes. I'm certainly going to make a lot of them. And it doesn't mean that someone can't come to you and say, hey, I'm thinking about this a different way. And I tell our guys all the time, if you tell me something and your opinion's different, I promise you I'll think about it. There's been a lot of times where I go, you know what? I actually think your perspective is better than mine. The best idea has to win. And I know just from talking to these chefs, it's the same thing. You know, that they have a vision, they have a passion for this, and they want to be involved in it. But if you hire the right people, you can actually get better and you can continue to learn. And I think that for me is like, I actually feel like I continue to learn. I continue to find things that help give me different perspective and continue to grow.
But the biggest similarity Roseman sees between being a GM and running a restaurant is that you've got to have thick skin. This came up during a conversation he had with Michael Solomonov and Steve Cook at the National Museum of American Jewish History. He asked the restaurant duo why Philly is special to them, joking himself about the flack he occasionally gets from fans.
What makes Philly special to you? What makes it the place that you want to live and run the majority of your businesses? And people yell at you sometimes when you're cooking, aren't they? Or is that just when I walk on the field?
Can I tell you about lunch today? So we went to Bus 75, obviously.
That's Michael Solomonov talking. He started telling a story of a birthday lunch he had for an employee earlier that day at the cult favorite Fa 75 in South Philadelphia.
10 of us, and I'm walking by, and this woman is eating by herself, and she grabs my arm, you know, and I'm like, oh, it's Pam. She's like, I gotta tell you, I had a horrible meal at your restaurant. I was like, that's the most goddamn Philly thing. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'll come back in. She was like, it was for my husband. He like has all these dieters. And I was like, send me an email. This is my email address. Shoot me an email. And she was like, but is it going to be like good? We're going to do our best. And maybe that's why we like
Philly. Speaking at an event and an 8-year-old got up and asked a question, I think, you know, he's going to be like, you know, Mr. Roseman. And he's like, how? Why did you draft Jalen Reagor? Sit down.
The Philly food scene might not have its own version of WIP, but there's no shortage of places you can go to read reviews, give takes, or look up rankings. In this sense, websites, Reddit communities, and social media function for the food industry the same way sports radio does for sports teams. And oh, by the way, of course, all those things I mentioned exist in the sports world too, especially in Philadelphia, where opinions or feelings are usually coming in hot. Roseman gets it. He's been through it. He knows what it's like to be called out, to constantly face pressure and scrutiny.
It's almost like I'm a character in the show that is Philadelphia, and I'm kind of used to that. You know, I think it's a little surreal to my kids when they were younger. Now they're older, and this is what they know, but to see like kids coming out to their dad and like, owie, and you know, people here, they're open, you know, so they'll say things.
Roseman doesn't envy chefs and restaurateurs like Solomonov and Cook.
When they get reviewed and they get Instagram and they get the emails. And so it's basically like, you know, there's a lot of the critics. And I'm like, do you really read that? Do you read the reviews? Do you read the comments? Certainly, I can't really function well that way because, you know, as you know, at heart, I am a fighter, you know, and so if I see something, yeah, I'm going to react in a certain way. So I know myself well enough to know that just like I'm on a need to know basis. And it's funny when I have these conversations with these guys and they're like, no, I read it all and I see it all and I'm on Instagram and the comments on that. And it's like, I can't function that way because I'm just not built that way. I'm not built to not kind of want to fight back and give my perspective. Yeah. These guys, they feel it the same way. So when you talk about these jobs being very different, but in the public eye and similar, and They got thicker skin than I do.
Well, Michael told the funny story about, like, you know, he thought this woman's be like, oh, you know, celebrity and all that. Oh, I just had one of the worst meals ever. And then you obviously jumped in.
Well, it's interesting. I almost feel like, you know, I understand, like, people kind of look at me and they're like, I can do that job. But I think as a chef, I think sometimes people are like, I can't do that. It's funny to think that people are still kind of, you know, kind of calling people out and critical. And even these guys were insanely talented.
With 3 Super Bowl appearances and 2 titles in the last 7 years, the temperature is probably as low in Roseman as it's ever been. In 15 years on the job, he's learned winning players and teams come in different forms, just like the best meals or dining experiences. Sometimes, the moment might call for something splashy of the 4-bell variety.
He is going all the way! Saquon Barkley!
Other times, you stumble upon something surprising or unexpected.
And it's intercepted by Bourne. Zach Bourne, first team All-Pro.
In the end, for pro sports teams and restaurants alike, it's a bottom-line business. They say tape don't lie. Well, neither does taste. Howie Roseman knows that as well as anyone.
We don't always find the fanciest place in whatever city. We just try to find something that's really good. It makes me proud, just like it makes me proud to see our players do well, to see our staff go somewhere and do well. It makes me proud when we go to a meal and the people walk off and they say that was really freaking good.
A couple weeks from now, closer to the draft, look out for the second installment of our profile on Howie Roseman. This time, we'll go behind the scenes and explore the inner workings and secret sauce of what's helped him become one of the most successful GMs in the NFL. This has been Uncovering the Birds, a production of the Philadelphia Inquirer and KOW News Radio original podcast. Our producer is KOW News Radio's Brian Seltzer. Tom Rickert is KOW News Radio's director of podcasting. The executive producer from the Philadelphia Inquirer is Renee Eiffel. Special thanks to Sports Radio 94WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia. If you're enjoying Uncovering the Birds, please leave us a rating and a review, like HBiz on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate the feedback. Listen to Uncovering the Birds free on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts, or go to Enquirer.com/podcast. I'm Jeff McLean. You can follow me on X, Blue Sky, or Threads at Jeff_McLean, or search my name on any social media platform. Thanks for listening.
Philly sports fans, we get the obsession. We know you need more than the score and the stats. You need coverage that gives you the home field advantage. You need Enquirer Sports. Whatever your game, we're on it with round-the-clock updates and all the insider info. Why? Because we share the obsession, and we bleed Philly, just like you. Get your Philly sports fix at Enquirer.com/sports. Your home field advantage for all things Philly sports.
Hey, this is Brian Seltzer. I love producing Uncovering the Birds and working with Jeff, just like I love working on the other podcasts we make at KYW News Radio in Philadelphia. Each week, you got to check out the award-winning The Week in Philly. It's pretty self-explanatory. There's so much going on in a multifaceted city like Philadelphia that we put together a pod each week that looks back and ahead with the best reporting insights and perspectives from the KYW newsroom. We've also got Gone Cold, exploring unsolved murders in the city. Gone Cold team published a powerful mini-series called Ricochet that examines all the angles of the city's gun crisis. Bridging Philly brings you stories that connect communities with stories that matter most to you, and One-on-One has great conversations with people in sports you absolutely should know more about. Give the full slate of KYW News Radio original podcasts a listen. Download the free Odyssey app, follow KYW News Radio for Philly's best original podcasts right at your fingertips.